It's not enough. That's the message from the trade union Unison to a 1% pay rise for health service employees. The 1% figure for 2016-17 was announced by the DUP Minister, Simon Hamilton, yesterday. It's in line with the recommendation from a UK-wide pay review body. Anne Speed from Unison is on the line. What's wrong with 1%, Anne?
Good morning, Stephen. Well, like our colleagues in Unison across the UK, we were very concerned that George Osborne imposed a 1% pay cap for 4 years, starting from last year, and we're disappointed the PRB didn't see fit to consider recommending beyond that. And we are now behind in Northern Ireland by having an imposed, unconsolidated 1% imposed on us for the previous 2 years.
Tell us why 1%.
In Northern Ireland, we're behind. We've had an imposed unconsolidated pay uplift of 1%. For 2 years, we're the poorest paid across the NHS in the four countries. And while we acknowledge that the minister has seen fit to implement this 1%, it doesn't address pay inequalities, which we have been bringing to his attention for the last 2 years, to the attention of the health ministers.
Well, what are you going to do about it?
Well, we're going to make it an issue. There's an assembly election coming up, and we intend to bring this issue to the doorstep of every candidate. It's not good enough that members of the NHS staff members are paid less than the other countries, and we want the incoming executive to do something about it. I mean, 2 years ago we were told...
Where are they getting the money from?
Well, 2 years ago we were told by the health minister at the time, Edwin Poots, that the 1% at that time, which was a consolidated 1%, was in the budget. And then all of a sudden it disappeared. And then the following year, it disappeared again. So, you know, our message to the MLAs and to the incoming health minister, whoever he or she may be, pay us what you owe us.
And they're getting the money from where?
Well, they have a block grant. They have a budget.
But it's one limited, pot of money, Anne. And out of that budget... Out of that budget, if money goes to a pay rise for health service employees, it's got to come out of somewhere else.
Well, I'll take you back to the statement I made earlier. 2 years ago, we were told it was there. It disappeared. What happened to it? And, you know, if you don't pay the staff and the health service decent pay, you have a demoralised workforce, and you have a workforce actually voting with its feet, going to other countries within the UK to work. Because the pay here is at its worst level.
Are the staff still getting the increments, the automatic annual increases?
Yeah, but that's time served. And that's like, you know, a pay structure with a learning curve, an apprenticeship, if you like, to come to the top of your profession.
So that's not
a cost of living increase.
So they're still getting the automatic increases?
Some staff will, who are still journeying to the proper rate of pay. Not everybody.
Okay.
So there are people who will get no cost of living increase,
okay,
or who haven't for the last 2 years.
And thank you.